From a secret bunker on the frontier of forgotten America, this is the Steve Gruber Show. God bless America for Monday, April 15, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Three, Tiger roars on the golf course for the first time in more than 10 years. Maybe the greatest golfer of all time recorded one for the ages at the Masters in Augusta, Georgia, at 43 years old. 22 years after he won it the first time, Tiger Woods claims his fifth green jacket. Two, the ongoing crisis at the southern border didn't get any better over the weekend. You're shocked, I know. But with more and more people pouring in, the president says, let's put them in sanctuary states and cities. And, of course, the left goes crazy. And number one, Bernie Sanders is the front runner in the race to be the Democratic nominee for president, at least for now. He is running as a man of the people, fighting for the little guy, but he's worth millions, and he's making millions. One percenters are running to roost on the left, and feeling the burn means never saying you're sorry, because Bernie Sanders says, well, yes, I'm a millionaire, but I wrote a best-selling book. Yes, I wrote a best-selling book. Does that mean that if you're exceptional, Bernie, that you can make millions and make no excuse for it? Apparently. You see, maybe Bernie Sanders once thought that the person that wrote the book should be paid as much as the person that puts the book into a box for shipping. I thought that's what socialism was about. But funny how the wealthy and privileged are the ones most likely to preach to the rest of us when it comes to income equality or inequality. Standing on their ivory towers, they look down their noses and wag their fingers at the masses for not doing enough. That's you, pal. They declare the rich must pay their fair share. While they take full advantage of every law and every loophole to pay as little as they can to the tax man today. Kamala Harris, for example, just released her tax returns and revealed not only is she part of the 1%, she's a big evil 1%er, but she's a 1/10 of 1% in income. Even in her native California, where she and her husband earned just shy of $2 million in 2018. Her $700,000 in federal taxes is more money than millions of her constituents will earn in a lifetime. California is home to fully 35% of all Americans living in poverty. A family of four earning about $25,000 a year is considered to be at the poverty level in America. At that rate, a family living at the poverty line could be there for 28 years on her tax bill alone. They'd be there for 76 years on an income of $1.9 million, and that's just for last year. Try this on for size. Because Kamala Harris ran in part on making sure that teachers get paid enough. Teachers need to be paid more. Well, the average teacher gets $80,000 annually in California now, which means just to earn the amount Harris paid in taxes last year, those teachers would have to be in the classroom for the next 9 years. They'd have to show up for the next 24 years, 24 years, a quarter of a century, to earn the income that Harris got just last year. Now, she's not unique in her ability to earn big earnings. Bernie Sanders, the leader of the socialist movement here in America, as I mentioned, a multimillionaire with three homes, including an incredible million-dollar lake house in northern Vermont. And he does not apologize at all for being wealthy. I wrote a best-selling book, he says. So again, Sanders acknowledges that people with talent and the ability to do great things, that is, if you think writing a best-selling book is a great thing, I respect that. I think it's something I'd like to do. If you think that qualifies, that those people, writers, for example, should be compensated at rates that propel them to incredible wealth and prosperity, above and beyond those that work at the bookstore. So the guy that writes the book deserves to make more money than the guy that sells the book. Sometimes that is true, and sometimes it's not. Let me remind you that Jeff Bezos began selling books online in the 1990s. Worked out pretty well for Jeff, didn't it? At any rate, on that point, I agree with the budding communists from Burlington. People that do great things should be compensated greatly. Now take a look at some of the other Democrats hoping to be president, and you realize suddenly the ones that are leading the call to drill you with new taxes at rates far above anything you've ever seen are themselves already very well off, and their gravy trains are still rolling along. Beto, you know, Beto O'Rourke, the former flavor of the week who tries to exude himself as the everyman in simplicity and the I understand your pain narrative. 5 years ago or more, he was worth $9 million. His wife is worth considerably more. If you take this into consideration, Beto's father-in-law, a real estate tycoon, is believed to be a billionaire. His minimum net worth, according to the internet, is $500 million. I wonder what he thinks about the death tax increase, for real. Elizabeth Warren is another one of those outraged progressives. She lives in a home. Her home is worth $2 million. Her entire holdings, according to the New York Times, may exceed $11 million. I'm guessing it's more. But that's what the New York Times could figure out. Her house is worth $2 million to begin with. Others getting plenty of attention include New Jersey Senator Cory Booker. He's worth about $1.5 million. Amy Klobuchar, worth about $2 million. Former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper, this goofball, sold one company 12 years ago, a beer company, a brewery. Sold it for just shy of $6 million. That was just one asset he sold, and that was 12 years ago. He's worth tens of millions. The king of the moneymakers, though, running to take more of yours, is Congressman John Delaney of Maryland. Not sure who he is. He's one of the 18, I think there's 18 declared candidates now to be the Democratic nominee for president, worth more than $90 million. You know, it must be awfully nice to sit back on a stack of cash and lecture the peasants about the coming calamity of certain death that awaits us if President Trump is reelected. Oh, it's pure death. We're all going to die. The same fateful end-of-the-world scenario awaits if Republicans ever get a hold of the House of Representatives again, or if conservatives are allowed to get one more seat on a federal bench anywhere. What's apparent is that Democrats really are out of viable or credible ideas. The proposals they are putting forth would make an ambitious communist blush, just at the audacity of it all. The leftists want an expansion of income tax, capital gains tax, death tax, and of course an all-new wealth tax. They are demanding a government takeover of health care altogether and the elimination of all private insurance. The list goes on to include abortion on demand at any time, ending the Electoral College, lowering the voting age to 16, allowing illegal aliens to vote and to get government benefits, and, of course, confiscation of firearms, and much, much more. The entire Democrat platform is fear and free stuff. Fear and free stuff. The goal is to create as much fear over global warming or climate change or guns or President Trump or whatever is useful to scare voters and then make great promises of giving you your neighbor's money. Yes, this will be the ultimate game of envy. Whatever your neighbor has, they will take away and give to you, unless, of course, you are the neighbor and you're one of those evil one percenters like they are. If that's the case, they'll be knocking on your door and they'll be doing it soon. But don't kid yourself, however. These rules that apply to you in the Rust Belt and the rest of forgotten America don't apply to them. They'll make sure their powerful friends like they are protected from this redistribution of wealth. You see, they're very interested in redistributing your wealth, not theirs. Don't be confused. It's 14 after. By the way, did I mention it's tax day? Send your wealth that way. From here, it goes to Cincinnati. Where does yours go? It's the Steve Gerber Show.
My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost, really changed my life. I've lost weight and kept it off, and I feel great. Now it's even easier to make My Pure Health Solutions work for you, anywhere, anytime, from the comfort of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom program for you, not artificial shakes and bars, but real food, so you can keep the weight off. I'm telling you, this works. Jared and the team will evaluate your body, create a one-of-a-kind blueprint for you to get healthy, and you never have to leave home. Go to MyPureHealthSolutions.com. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Do it now.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to mom. But a little over a year ago, we realized she couldn't take care of herself without our help. And, well, how could I not be there for her? I had no idea how hard it would be and just what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and, even for me, ways to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics that got me started, but also information about the hurdles I was facing in this new role. I could even connect with experts and hear from others who had been in my place. I know this road we're on isn't an easy one, but I'm really happy to have the extra help for her and for me.
Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. This message is brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Every week at Ellie's Place, peer support groups help hundreds of children and teens learn to cope and begin to heal after the death of a parent, sibling, or someone close to them.
It just made me feel like I wasn't the only one going through this.
1 in 12 children in Michigan will experience the death of a parent or sibling before the age of 18. At Ellie's Place, children interact with peers who've suffered a similar loss and express their emotions in a secure and empowering environment. Learn more at elliesplace.org.